From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Luke Burbank, Charlie Pierce, and Faith Saley. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl is charged with rhyme doping and steps down as the head of the Limstrong Foundation. If you'd like to join, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, you've heard the expression, 40 is the new 30. Well, scientists at the Max Planck Institute in Rostock, Germany, have updated that. They're saying that what is the new 30?
50.
Higher?
70.
Yes, 70 is the new 30. Somebody in the audience like, yes, yes.
Wait a minute, does that mean in 12 years I can start smoking dope again?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, the Planck Institute says 70 is the new 30, while the Institute of Everybody Else says, no, it's not. here's what they're saying. They're saying that thousands of years ago, humans tended to die on average around age 30, but since the Industrial Revolution and all kinds of other modern
and since we stopped getting eaten by saber-toothed tigers.
Pretty much. Anyway, our lifespan has been increasing by about 3 months on average every year since the Industrial Revolution. So the current human lifespan averages between 75 and 80. In other words, 70 is the new 30, not because you're youthful and spry and 70, but because 30 used to mean you were near death. Therefore, if you are a 45-year-old man working as a barista and still living at home with your parents, you are not a child prodigy. Faith, in a bold move sure to win him support among a certain demographic, French President François Hollande announced he was banning what?
Homework.
Homework, yes, yeah. Homework.
Homework?
Homework, yes.
That's right, Frenchie. Put down that pencil and turn on the TV, because from now on, homework est fin. It's part of Hollande's sweeping reform package that also includes measures to let everybody watch just one more episode before bed, and it reclassifies Funyuns as a vegetable. The idea is that since some kids have help at home and some don't, homework is an unfair way to distribute schoolwork. When asked about these new laws, President Hollande explained that he's thinking of what's best for the future, namely his own future, in his goal of being named most awesome president for life once he lowers the voting age to 5. Yeah.
If he's reelected by mostly votes that are written in crayon, that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, I know. The problem is, if homework is outlawed, only outlaws will do homework. The dorky kids will be hanging outside the school saying, psst, hey man, you want to try a worksheet? Faith, a company in Japan has come up with the latest must-have iPhone accessory. It's a small attachment that allows you to send people what?
It's not wasabi.
No.
An iPhone attachment that allows you to send people something that you can already send people everything with your iPhone
attachment. Not without this.
I need a hint, please.
Oh, wow. Is that me or you? Or is somebody smexting you?
Smell?
Yes, a smell. It can send people smells. Ever since...
So amazing and Japanese.
It very much. Ever since the development of the cell phone, this is the technology that no one has been dreaming of. The gadget, it is called Chat Perf. Perf. Allows you to send smells to your friends, or more likely enemies. Why sex when you can send the scent of a dozen roses? Why talk to the 911 dispatcher when you can send the smell of smoke filling your apartment?
This makes drunk dialing from a bar an even worse idea.
I know. And somebody also, would enable what must be the worst butt dial ever.
Somebody was definitely using like the beta version of this on the plane out here today.
Really?
Yeah, there was something going on. And I wanted to stand up and say, we can smell that. We're in a tin can together, and like this is not...
And that's why you're supposed to turn your phones off when you fly.
Charlie, neuroscientists in the UK have been able to determine the worst what in the world?
Sound.
Yes, the worst sound. Very good, Charlie. And what is the world's worst sound?
It's my voice.
No. It's not that. Well, according to these scientists, who we presume have not been to a Fish concert, nothing...
The drive-by!
Nothing triggers when we get tired of making fun of Nickelback. Let's move on. Nothing triggers our auditory pain sensors like the sound of a knife on a glass bottle.
Ooh.
Which raises the important question, who the hell opens their glass bottles with a knife? And that's not all. Number two on their list, the sound of a fork scraping a glass bottle. Apparently, they did all their research during a picnic for morons. Turns out they discovered that pleasant sounds activate one part of your brain, unpleasant sounds activate another. They tried all these different sounds, and they figured out which had the highest activation of the bad sound section. Scientists think this was an evolutionary adaptation because in prehistoric times, there was no greater threat to our ancestors than people cutting glass bottles with knives. Cavemen were like, damn it, Og, I told you, it has a twist cap.
Do you think they tried sporks?